Good morning, this is Karen Boerter. I'm an attorney specialising in family law in the Durban area. I've been asked by Kindness Can to give you an update on the amendments to the regulations insofar as they relate to the care and contact of minor children during the lockdown period. Yesterday, the 7th of April 2020, an amendment to the regulations was published by the Minister of Social Development. These regulations read that during the lockdown period, the movement of children between the homes of co-holders of parental responsibilities and rights is prohibited except where arrangements are in place for a child to move from one parent to another in terms of one, a court order, or two, where a parental responsibilities and rights agreement or parenting plan which is registered with the family advocate is in existence. The proviso to this is that in the household to which the child is to move, there is no person who's known to have come into contact with or is reasonably suspected to have come into contact with a person known to have contracted or reasonably suspected to have contracted COVID-19. Furthermore, the parent or caregiver who is transporting the child concerned must have in his or her possession a copy of the court order or the parenting agreement or parental plan. Now, whilst I know that there are many parents out there who have not had contact with their children for quite some time and who are missing their children terribly, we need to err on the side of caution. We don't know where this virus is. We don't know who's come into contact with somebody who may have contracted the virus. And my view is that you will be placing your children under considerable risk, and not just your children, also yourself, the other parents, and anyone else who they come into contact with under risk of contracting this virus. And of course, the difficulty with the regulations, or certainly one of the difficulties, is who gets to determine who has come into contact with somebody with COVID-19. The fact is that merely going to the shop to buy essential items may have brought you into contact with somebody who has the virus, and you could be asymptomatic and not even know that you are then transmitting the virus and may transmit the virus to your children and then on to somebody else. I think this is a huge risk, and parents need to be very thoughtful about what they decide to do in the current circumstances. So my advice to parents really would be to think about the best interests of your children and leave the children where they are. Use social media, WhatsApp video calls, Facebook, FaceTime, whatever it may be, to be in contact with your children on a daily basis, and don't place them in harm's way. We do not know the extent of this virus, and there are just too many risks involved. It is far better at this stage to stay safe and keep your children safe and anyone else who may be in your household or who you may come into contact with during this period. Please stay safe out there, and we'll see you on the other side.